All right, let's dive into a topic you might not expect, the world of boat lights at night.
Boat lights.
Yep, boat lights. We're going deep on an article from DuraBright. They're marine LED experts.
Okay.
And the article is called Nine Tips for Using Boat Lights at Night.
Nine tips, huh?
Nine tips. And trust me, there's way more to this than just, flipping a switch.
I believe it. I mean, there's got to be more to it.
Yeah, we're going to uncover why certain lights are crucial, how they can impact your safety, your experience, and even, wait for it, some really cool facts about red light.
Red light. Okay, intrigued already.
Oh, you're going to love this. But first, basics. Okay, DuraBright makes a great point right off the bat. Boat lights aren't just for looks.
Right.
They're like a communication system on the water, especially after dark.
Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of a way to talk to other boats when you can't just wave or shout across.
Exactly. Think about it. Out on the water,
Yeah.
you don't have stop signs, traffic lights.
Right.
These lights tell other boaters everything. Your size, your type of vessel, the direction you're heading. Imagine trying to navigate a busy harbor at night without that kind of visual language.
Yeah.
It'd be chaotic.
Chaotic is a good word. And dangerous, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why having the right lights working on your boat, well, it's not just common sense, it's actually the law.
Oh,
You
wow.
could face fines, accidents if you're caught without them.
So it's like, rules of the road go, but for the water.
Spot on.
Yeah.
And just like you check your car's headlights before driving at night, making sure your boat lights are in working order before you set off, crucial. DuraBright emphasizes this big time.
Simple things, big impact, right?
You're telling me, okay, imagine this.
Yeah.
You're out on the water, night falls, suddenly your lights go out.
Oh, no.
Not only is it incredibly inconvenient, but it could be really difficult for rescuers to find you if there's an emergency.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A simple check turning into a lifesaver.
Chills, literally.
Okay, so we've got the basics. Let's dive into some of the less obvious but equally important stuff.
Okay.
Have you ever been driving at night and had someone blind you with their high beams?
Ugh, yeah, the worst.
The absolute worst.
Makes me mad just thinking about it.
Well, believe it or not, same thing can happen on the water,
Really?
but with even higher stakes.
Yeah.
DuraBright calls this the glare problem.
A glare problem. Okay.
It's all about poorly positioned or overly bright lights, creating these blinding reflections off the water, the boat itself, windshield, everything.
Oh, I see.
And that sounds like a recipe for disaster, especially if you're the one trying to navigate.
Yeah, you don't want to be blinded by your own lights.
Exactly. So to combat this, they recommend a couple of things. First, adjustable lights, your friend.
Okay.
Being able to control the direction of the light can really help.
Makes sense. What about those different types of lights I've seen?
Oh, they play a role.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. You've got your spotlights, focus beam for seeing far ahead,
Right.
like a flashlight on high power. And then you've got floodlights. They cast a wider pool of light. Think illuminating the deck for safety or, finding that dropped fishing lure.
Ah, okay.
And I could see how floodlights, especially, could cause some major glare if they're not, positioned or adjusted carefully.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. And DuraBright even points out that many floodlights on the market have a really wide beam angle.
Oh, okay.
We're talking like casting light in almost a full semicircle.
Oh, wow.
They've designed theirs with a narrower beam angle to help reduce glare and improve visibility for everyone.
Huh, that's interesting.
It's all about those little design details that make a big difference on the water.
Smart. I never would have thought about that. But what about dimmers? Are those just for, setting the mood on board?
That's what I used to think, but DuraBright blew my mind with how practical dimmers actually are on a boat.
Oh, okay.
For starters, they can help you save power.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. You don't want to be left in the dark.
Absolutely. But here's the thing that surprised me the most. Dimmers can actually help you preserve your night vision.
Really?
It's kind of like when you dim your phone screen in a dark room.
Right.
It's easier on your eyes, lets you see better overall.
Yeah, so you're not straining your eyes trying to adjust between like bright light and darkness constantly.
Exactly. And you need to be able to see clearly in low light conditions, especially if you're navigating.
Oh, for sure.
And speaking of seeing clearly at night, are you ready for the coolest part?
Lay it on me.
This is where the red light comes in.
Okay, what's so special about red light on a boat?
Get this. Red light doesn't interfere with your night vision as much as white light does.
Interesting.
It's all about how our eyes adapt to the darkness. And red light allows them to stay more sensitive. You can still see everything you need to, but without that harsh glare or temporary blindness.
So it's actually better for seeing in the dark than traditional white lights.
Way better. And here's the kicker. Durabright mentions this fascinating fact. Red light can actually help lower blood pressure and boost serotonin levels.
Wait, seriously? Like a calming effect.
You got it. Think about that cozy feeling you get sitting by a fireplace. Part of that is the red light creating a more relaxed, almost spa-like atmosphere. Imagine bringing that vibe onto your boat.
Wow, that's amazing. So not only is it practical for seeing in the dark, but it can actually make your time on the water more enjoyable.
Mind blown, right? Okay, there's more. Let's talk about a topic that's always on a boater's mind: saving energy.
Yeah.
And this is where LED lights become the real heroes.
I know LEDs are energy efficient in general, but how does that specifically play out on a boat?
Well, compared to those old-school incandescent bulbs, LEDs use way less power to produce the same amount of light. And as we talked about earlier, conserving battery life on a boat, super important.
Especially when you think about all the systems that rely on that battery, right? Navigation, radio, even safety equipment.
Exactly. And Durabright highlights a few ways you can stretch that battery life even further. We've already talked about dimming lights when you don't need full brightness. They also suggest simply turning off any lights that aren't absolutely necessary,
Right.
especially when you're anchored or in calm waters where visibility isn't as critical.
Makes sense, like being mindful of your energy consumption in your
You're
house.
absolutely right.
Yeah.
And speaking of being prepared, and we've touched on this a bit already, having the right emergency lights and knowing how to use them can make all the difference. If something unexpected happens out on the water.
Yeah, totally. It's like having a first aid kit. You hope you never need it, but you're sure glad you have it when you do. So what kind of lights are we talking about here?
Besides the obvious ones, like flares, which are a must-have for signaling distress, and a good waterproof flashlight, Durabright mentions a couple that are specifically for low visibility situations. Fog lights, for example.
Fog lights.
They can help you see through thick fog. And strobe lights. They can signal for help if you're in distress.
I can definitely see how those would be crucial. You know, fog can roll in pretty quickly, and a strobe light would be, yeah, that'd be a lifesaver.
Exactly. Fog lights can help you pierce through that thick fog and see what's ahead, while a strobe light is like a beacon attracting attention.
So it's not just about having the gear, it's about understanding when and how to use each piece of equipment effectively.
You got it. They also stress the importance of having backups for your essential lights,
Okay.
a spare flashlight, extra batteries, even a secondary navigation light just in case your primary one fails.
Yeah.
It's all about redundancy and being prepared for the unexpected.
It's like having a spare tire in your car, right?
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about saving power with LEDs and dimmers, but are there any other tips from Durabright on extending battery life, especially in those emergency situations?
Yeah, I'm curious.
They do have a couple additional nuggets of wisdom. First, they remind us about being mindful of which lights are actually needed at any given time.
Right.
If you're anchored for the night, do you really need your deck lights blazing away?
Good point. It's easy to just leave everything on out of habit.
Right. And they also suggest considering solar-powered lights
Oh, interesting.
for certain areas where you might want some illumination but don't need it constantly. Maybe walkways, accent lighting. It's like harnessing the power of the sun to keep your boat lit up.
That's a fantastic idea. It's eco-friendly and it takes some pressure off your main battery. I'm loving these practical tips.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, as we're going through these tips, it strikes me how much of it really boils down to common sense and good seamanship.
Totally agree. It's about being prepared, aware of your surroundings, respectful of others, and thinking ahead.
Exactly. But it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of being out on the water. You forget about these important details.
Yeah.
That's why I think having a resource like this Durabright article is so valuable. It's like a handy checklist for responsible boating at night.
Definitely. It's a good reminder that even in the most unexpected places, there are always things to learn, ways to improve our skills and knowledge.
And speaking of unexpected knowledge, Durabright has one final tip that I found particularly clever and convenient, especially for those late-night returns to the boat.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It involves those courtesy lights we mentioned earlier, the ones that illuminate, key areas like boarding ladders, cockpit steps, walkways. Durabright suggests taking it a step further and opting for courtesy lights that are, wait for it, remote controlled.
Ooh, now that's fancy. I can already see how that would be incredibly useful. You know, why fumble around in the dark trying to find a light switch when you can just illuminate the area before you even reach the boat?
Exactly. It's like having a welcome mat of light guiding you safely back on board. No more stubbed toes or awkward stumbles in the dark.
Brilliant. I love it when practicality meets a touch of luxury. It really shows how much thought DuraBright put into making the boating experience safer and more enjoyable, even after the sun goes down.
I agree. And before we wrap up our deep dive, let's take a moment to reflect on everything we've learned. We've gone from the basics of boat lights to some truly surprising and insightful tips. And I, for one, am feeling much more illuminated about this whole world.
I feel like I could give a whole presentation on boat lights now. Who knew there was so much to learn about something that seems so simple at first glance?
Right. We've definitely gone way beyond just flipping a switch with this deep dive.
Mm.
But that's what I love about these explorations. You never know what hidden depths you'll find, even in the seemingly mundane.
And it's not just about knowing the facts. It's about understanding how those facts translate into practical actions.
Exactly. So thinking back on everything we've uncovered, what are some key takeaways you think our listeners should sail away with?
Well, first and foremost, and I can't emphasize this enough, boat lights are absolutely essential for safe and responsible boating at night. They're not just there to look pretty. They're a crucial part of communicating with other vessels and avoiding potentially dangerous situations.
I'm totally with you there. It's like learning a new language, the language of light on the water.
And building on that, I think it's really important to remember that careful light management is key. It's about finding that sweet spot between visibility and power conservation.
That balance is crucial. We talked about using dimmers, turning off lights when they're not needed, even incorporating solar-powered options. It's all about being mindful of our energy consumption and making the most of our resources.
And let's not forget one of the most surprising takeaways for me, the incredible power of red light.
I know, right? Who would have thought that something as simple as switching to red light could have such a profound impact on our experience on the water?
It really is amazing. Not only does it help us see better in the dark, it can actually create a calmer, more enjoyable atmosphere on board. It's like bringing a bit of spa-like tranquility to your boat.
It really is. And let's not forget the importance of being considerate light citizens out there. Respecting our fellow boaters and managing our light responsibly is all part of good seamanship.
Absolutely. It's like any shared space, we need to be mindful of how our actions affect those around us.
You know, all this talk about light and visibility has sparked a thought in my mind. We've been focusing on the visual aspects of boating at night, but what about the auditory side of things?
That's an interesting point. What are you thinking?
Well, just like excessive light can be disruptive and annoying, loud noises from a boat can also have a negative impact on the peace and quiet of a night.
I see where you're going with this. It's all about respecting the environment, being mindful of other boaters and even wildlife. Noise pollution is definitely something to consider, especially in areas with sensitive ecosystems.
Great point. Maybe that's a topic for another deep dive down the line. The hidden world of noise pollution on the water.
I'd be fascinated to explore that further. But for now, let's wrap things up here. I want to thank you, dear listener, for joining us on this illuminating journey into the world of boat lights. Hopefully you're sailing away with some valuable insights and practical tips.
Me too. And a huge thanks to DuraBright for shedding light on this often overlooked but essential aspect of boating. Be sure to check them out if you're in need of some seriously high quality marine lighting.
And remember, there's always another deep dive waiting for you right here, exploring all sorts of fascinating topics you might not even know you were curious about. So until next time, stay curious and happy boating. Okay, so ready to shine a light on even more of these boat light secrets.
Yeah, we were talking about being good light citizens, you know, making sure we're not blinding our fellow boaters with our light use.
Right, right. Sharing the space responsibly.
Exactly. So what other gems of wisdom does DuraBright have for us?
Yeah.
Well, they wrap up their 9 tips with a bit of a sales pitch, of course.
Sure.
Highlighting why their lights are, you know, the top choice.
Okay.
But tucked into that, there's a really interesting tidbit about those glare shields we were discussing.
Okay.
Apparently, some boat owners take DIY to a whole new level and weld their own custom glare shields onto their lights.
Wow, really? I guess if you're handy with a welder, why not?
Right. But DuraBright seems to agree. They suggest that for most people, it's probably easier and more efficient to just buy lights that come with the glare shields already built in.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Saves you the time and hassle and potential for some singed eyebrows.
Right. Speaking of DIY, though, I'm curious. What if you're not exactly, you know, mechanically inclined?
Yeah.
Does DuraBright offer any tips for those of us who might not be so comfortable, like tinkering with lights and wiring?
Hmm. That's a good question. I mean, I'm not exactly an electrician myself.
Well, actually, they do.
Okay.
And it goes back to something we talked about earlier, preserving your night vision. Remember how red light is your best friend in the dark?
Oh, yeah, right. Red light. The mood enhancer and night vision superhero.
Exactly. Well, DuraBright recommends a simple but often overlooked trick.
Okay.
Give your eyes time to adjust to the darkness before you even set off. They say it takes about 20 to 30 minutes for your eyes to fully adapt to low light conditions.
So basically, avoid any bright white lights before you head out on the water at night.
Precisely. And if you absolutely need to use a light during that adjustment period, stick to red light. It'll have the least impact.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's so easy to forget how sensitive our eyes are. You know, like when you walk into a dark movie theater.
Yeah, it takes a few minutes for your eyes to adjust.
Exactly.
But on a boat, it's not just about seeing the movie screen, it's about seeing potential hazards.
Right.
Other boats, buoys, even people in the water. Your night vision it's crucial.
Definitely.
Speaking of safety, I remember DuraBright had a whole section dedicated to emergency preparedness. It's not just about having the right lights, but also knowing how to use them, effectively.
Right. It's one thing to have the gear, it's another to know what to do with it.
Absolutely. They emphasize that being prepared for emergencies on the water at night is a two-part equation.
Oh.
You need the right equipment, but you also need the knowledge.
To use it properly. Yeah, for sure. So, what kind of lights do they recommend having on hand for those just in case situations?
Well, besides the essential flares and a good waterproof flashlight, they mention fog lights and strobe lights as being particularly helpful.
I can definitely see how those would come in handy. Fog can roll in pretty quickly out there.
Exactly. Fog lights can help you pierce through that thick fog and see what's ahead, while a strobe light is like a beacon, attracting attention even from a distance.
So it's not just about having the gear, it's about understanding when and how to use each piece of equipment.
Right. And they also stress the importance of backups
Hookups, okay.
for your essential lights. You
Yeah.
know, a spare flashlight, extra batteries, even a secondary navigation light.
Oh, wow, like a backup for your backup.
Just in case your primary one fails,
Yeah.
it's all about redundancy and being prepared.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having a spare tire in your car, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we've talked about saving power with LEDs and dimmers, but are there any other tips from DuraBright on extending battery life? Especially in those emergency situations.
Yeah, I'm
They
curious.
do have a couple of additional nuggets of wisdom.
Okay, great.
First, they remind us about being mindful of which lights are actually needed at any given time.
Okay.
If you're anchored for the night, for example, do you really need your deck lights blazing away?
Good point. It's easy to just, leave everything on out of habit.
Right. And they also suggest considering solar-powered lights
Tool powered,
for
okay.
certain areas, where you might want some illumination but don't need it constantly.
Okay.
Maybe walkways, accent lighting. It's like harnessing the power of the sun to keep your boat lit up.
That's a great idea. It's eco-friendly and takes some of the pressure off your main battery.
Yeah.
I'm loving these practical tips.
Me too. As we're going through these tips, it strikes me how much of it really boils down to, common sense
Yeah.
and good seamanship.
I totally agree. It's about being prepared, aware of your surroundings, respectful of others, thinking ahead.
Exactly. But it's easy to get caught up, in the excitement of being out on the water and forget about some of these important details.
For sure.
That's why I think having a resource like this DuraBright article is so valuable. It's like a handy checklist for responsible boating at night.
Definitely. It's a good reminder that even in the most unexpected places, there are always things to learn, ways to improve our skills and knowledge.
And speaking of unexpected knowledge, DuraBright has one final tip that I found particularly clever and convenient, especially for those, late night returns to the boat.
Late night returns. Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It involves those courtesy lights we mentioned earlier, the
Right.
ones that illuminate, key areas, boarding ladders, cockpit steps, walkways.
Yeah.
DuraBright suggests taking it a step further and opting for courtesy lights that are, wait for it, remote controlled.
Ooh, now that's fancy. That would be so useful. Why fumble around in the dark trying to find a light switch when you can just, illuminate the area before you even reach the boat?
Exactly. It's like having a welcome mat of light guiding you safely back on board. No more stubbed toes or awkward stumbles in the dark.
Brilliant. I love it when, you know, practicality meets a touch of luxury. It really shows how much thought Durabright put into making, you know, the boating experience safer and more enjoyable even after the sun goes down.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like I could give a whole presentation on boat lights now.
Who knew there was so much to learn about something that seems so simple?
Right, exactly.
We've gone way beyond just flipping a switch here. But that's what I love about these deep dives. You just never know
Yeah, exactly. You never know what you're gonna learn.
what hidden depths you'll find, even in the seemingly mundane.
And it's not just about knowing the facts, it's about how to use them.
Exactly. How they translate into actions. So thinking back on everything we've uncovered, what are some key takeaways you think our listeners should sail away with?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, and I can't emphasize this enough, boat lights are absolutely essential for safe boating at night. They're not just there to look pretty. They're crucial for communicating, avoiding those, you know, potentially dangerous situations.
Totally. It's like learning a new language.
It is. It's the language of light on the water.
The language of light on the water.
I love it. And building on that, I think careful light management. Really important.
Yeah, finding that balance.
Finding that sweet spot
Yeah.
between visibility and power conservation.
That balance is key. We talked about using dimmers, turning off lights, you know, when they're not needed, incorporating those solar-powered options.
Right.
It's all about being mindful,
Right.
making the most of our resources.
Exactly. And let's not forget one of the most surprising takeaways, at least for me, red light.
I know, right? The power of red light.
Who would have thought? Something as simple as switching to red light could have such a profound impact.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's amazing. Not only does it help us see better, but it can actually, you know, create a calmer, more enjoyable atmosphere.
Like a spa.
Like a spa. Exactly.
Bring a little bit of that spa-like tranquility onto your boat.
Exactly.
It really is. And let's not forget the importance of being considerate, you know?
Right.
Light citizens out there, respecting our fellow boaters, managing our light responsibly. It's good seamanship.
It is. It's like any shared space. We need to be mindful of how our actions affect others.
You know, all this talk about light and visibility has kind of sparked a thought in my mind. We've been focusing on the visual aspects of boating at night. What about the auditory side of things?
That's interesting. What are you thinking?
Well, just like excessive light can be disruptive, you know, annoying loud noises from a boat can also have a negative impact on the peace and quiet of the night.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this. It's all about respecting the environment, being mindful of, you know, other boaters and even wildlife. Noise pollution, definitely something to consider.
Great point. Maybe that's a topic for another deep dive down the line, the hidden world of noise pollution on the water.
I'd be fascinated to explore that further, but for now, I think we'll wrap things up here.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I want to thank you, dear listener, for joining us on this illuminating journey into the world of boat lights. Hopefully, you're sailing away with some valuable insights and practical tips.
Me too. And a huge thanks to Durabright for shedding light on this often overlooked but essential aspect of boating.
Be sure to check them out if you're, you know, in the market for some high-quality marine lighting.
They really know their stuff.
They do, they do. And remember, there's always another deep dive waiting for you. Right here, exploring all sorts of fascinating topics you might not even know you were curious about. So until next time, stay curious and happy boating.
Happy boating.